Welcome back to Prophecy Today. Jimmy DeYoung here in temporary studios in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. We've come from the north up in Michigan, Lansing, Michigan, where we saw a bit of snow. It's not that really warm here in Wilkesboro, but it's a lot better than being up there in the snow and ice country. Great to have you along listening to the broadcast wherever you may be and whatever your weather conditions might be at this particular point in time. Now we move into the second half hour of the 90-minute program that we have. Up next, Winky Madad in a moment, then Dr. Rob Congdon, a European Union update, and I'll talk to my namesake, Dr. Don DeYoung. What about aliens and other potential places of habitation out there in the universe? Well, we'll get to that conversation in a moment. I want to remind you that I'm going to be at the Community Baptist Church all day Sunday, then Monday and Tuesday. That's located in North Wilkesboro. Love to have you come. Pastor Charles Whipple will be inviting each and every one of you to join us as we study Bible prophecy. Key time in history to study Bible prophecy. On Sunday, we'll have a time, the beginning service at 10:30, and then at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, we have prophecy Q&A, followed by the teaching service at 7 o'clock. Monday and Tuesday, that same schedule. Come and join us, Community Baptist Church, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Great to have you in attendance when we're in your area as we study the prophetic word of God. Well, let's go now to Winky Madad. He's located. I don't think they have snow in Shiloh, do they, Winky?
You mean, do we ever get snow in Shiloh?
Yes, sir.
I'd say on the average every 2 to 3 years, and in my time here, we've had 3 times a snowfall of over 2 days, which kept us frozen in for about 4 days.
Yeah, so it's a real happening when it snows there in the center part of the state of Israel. Well, let's get serious, Winky. I want to talk to you about something very interesting to me. I was reading an article this last week, and the man who is in the government, he is the Jerusalem Affairs Minister, Ziv Elkin, he made this statement that the state of Israel must prepare right now for 1 million settlers. That's an amazing projection into the future. I want to ask you if that's possible in a moment. But first, what is the population of Judea and Samaria, the Jewish settlements, at this point in time?
Jimmy, I hope the listeners and you remember that in 1967, there was zero Jews beyond what we call the Green Line. Even though it was part of a perhaps illegal annexation by the Kingdom of Jordan, it was under a state control, and yet no Jews were allowed to live in that area. And so at the present moment, according to my calculations, we're talking about, to be conservative, about 460,000 to 470,000 Jews in what we call Judea and Samaria, which is outside Jerusalem proper, and in the new neighborhoods of Jerusalem, built up after 67, there are about 210,000 Jewish Israelis. If my math is correct, we're talking about 625,000 Jews, approximately, at the present moment, living outside the former Green Line of the State of Israel, which were the armistice lines. There were never really a border, which puts the hope of 1 million Jews not that too difficult to reach in the very near future.
Well, I would say that would be the case. If you have over 600,000 Jews in what would be considered by the world, the West Bank, but by, of course, the Jewish state of Israel, Judea and Samaria, and, of course, including Jerusalem itself as well, which the world considers as a settlement also, then that possibility of 1 million, that's within reach and possibly within not too many years into the future. Would you agree on that?
I would agree on that because another calculation I did recently, I went to the 2015 Knesset elections, and I went onto the Knesset website where you can find out exactly how many people can vote in every single ballot box. And I went to all the communities, over 100, in the area of Judea and Samaria. And I found out that there were just over 200,000 people who could vote, which means 18 years old and over. We also know that demographically, our population out here is very heavily youthful, which means that my figure of about 600 plus thousand altogether is very reliable, because it's also backed up by a supporting figure of 18-year-olds plus. The main problem, though, Jimmy, where are we going to put everybody?
And so that does mean that the Israeli government is going to have to agree for the expansion of construction throughout the entire area of Judea and Samaria. But as we were mentioning just a moment ago, the world says that these Jewish settlements in the center part of the state of Israel are basically a hindrance to peace, and even the United States has to be included in that number. Is that true? Are the Jewish settlements a hindrance to peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians?
Well, I personally don't think so. I don't think Arabs living in the state of Israel are a hindrance to peace. And Jews should be able to live, especially in the land of Israel, anywhere they want. If the Arabs are interested in making peace, they might get something less than a state in the first stage. I'm talking about either autonomy or a federation. I think we've discussed these various possibilities. But, of course, my approach, and I think many members of the Likud and other members of Knesset and politicians in what we call the national camp, which is about a coalition of about four or five different parties. I'm talking about an ideological relationship between them, not organizationally, are agreed that the problem is whether the Arabs really want us to have a state anywhere in what they consider Palestine. That's been the stumbling block between you and me and everybody who's listening since 1920. They do not want a Jewish state, a Jewish polity, a Jewish army, a Jewish independence, Jewish sovereignty in the land of Israel, and that's been the major stumbling block. If they can get over that, they might gain something on the ground, but they have to prove that they're able to deal with it. In the meantime, we continue to live in the land of Israel and grow, both demographically in terms of population, in terms of industry, agriculture, and other aspects of normal life. And I think it's the most normal thing for a Jew to live in the Jewish national homeland.
Winky, the late Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who was at the time 50 years ago when the Jewish settlement operation got underway, he said that this would be not only a way to advance the cause of peace, but indeed to keep war from happening. These Jewish settlers would ultimately, when they would go out there, build their homes, raise their families, start their businesses, they would be the first line of defense against anybody attacking the Jewish state, which therefore would result in peace with the Jewish people and their neighbors.
I would agree with that. There are many people who argue that in 1967, despite the narrow borders, Israel was able to overcome an Arab aggression without the settlements or the population. But that's very facile, Jimmy, because A, weapons have technologically increased and become much more sophisticated. You have been on the mountains and the hills of Judea and Samaria, and you know you can see most of Israel from some of the western slopes of them. And so in today's military arsenal reality, the difference between 67 and 2017 is tremendous. But more importantly, our presence here with the Israeli Defense Forces means that they cannot even organize in terms of terror gangs, which used to be almost a daily occurrence in Israel between 1948 and 1967. Hundreds of Jews were killed because of the Fedayeen and then the PLO terror, which began and was constant between 1948 and 67 before we even had control of the territories.
Well, you and I know the bottom line. We've read the Word of God, and it absolutely guarantees that there will be a population of Jewish people in Judea and Samaria, and it will reach over 1 million. That's the forecast by the Israeli political leaders, but it'll be over 1 million. That's an absolute, don't you agree?
I agree. It's always good, Jimmy, to have God on your side and the Bible as a testimony. But sometimes there are people who need to be convinced by other aspects. They have a lack of faith sometimes. And if we're able to talk to them in a language they understand, that's even better.
Great conversation, Winky. Always good to have any type of interaction with you because you bring things to the table that seem so wise and so logical in our thinking. I want to thank you, my dear friend, and praise the Lord for God's word, which is an absolute, it will happen. Thank you. We'll have another conversation down the way.
Thank you, Jimmy. Amen to that, and goodbye to you and our listeners.